الحمد لله رب العالمين، ولا عاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا مصطفانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عدد خلقك ورد نفسك وزنة عرشك ومداد كلماتك، وارض اللهم عن ساداتنا أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الصحابة أجمعين، وعن التابعين وتابعين بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. ثم أما بعد، respected brothers and sisters, today inshallah we'll continue talking about the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And as we finished yesterday, or where we stopped yesterday, that just to refresh our memories, what we known so far and what happened so far, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's already started to invite his family. So the Prophet started his da'wah by pointing to the people that who think they have got respect, the good behavior, the knowledge, and the people who had the character to carry this da'wah. And in fact, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has succeeded for choosing these people is that we already got the Islam till this second. Yani, if you think about it, if sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ma'ad Allah, has failed to choose the people, or he will have some munafiqeen coming days. Yeah, it will be. But the people who choose the 200 people in the first 3 years, those are the people who carried the da'wah and moved the Islam all the way up to, we are in a Christian country, but we are had the Islam, if you know what I mean. So the Islam has been spread, despite all the munafiqeen will be joining the Islam later. So sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he started to speak to his family. We had this two meeting yesterday we spoke about, and he started to had people who gonna call him a liar, and people were gonna call him a magician, and the people gonna call him a priest, and the people gonna call him like all the sort of names you would imagine the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been named. By who? By his uncle. I just wanna clarify one thing about his uncle as well. His uncle Abdul Uzza, which he got the title Abu Lahab, as the Quran named him Abu Lahab. That name only by the Muslim, by the Quran named him that. He wasn't called Abu Lahab before Quran or before Islam. His name is Abdul Uzza. But the Quran, when he's been revealed, say Tabbat yada Abi Lahabin watab. He named him that. He named him Abu Lahab. But I just want to say one thing. He one of the uncles of the Prophet, yeah? Just like Abu Talib, just like Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, his other brother, Hamza, Sayyidina Hamza, Al-Abbas. He's one of them. But why is the more, why him? Why him is the one who's, from the day one, he's fighting the Prophet? And also one thing, I will back to this question. Abdul Muttalib, when he passed away, he only requested for Muhammad to be with Abu Talib. Despite Abu Talib got 10 kids, and Abdul Uzza and Abu Lahab got 2 kids. Like, would it be more obvious to give Muhammad, when you, to Abdul Muttalib, to give the Prophet to the one who had less kids? At least he can be looked after. Although, yet, he asked Abu Talib specifically to talk Muhammad and make the 10 kids 11 kids. And one more thing, Abdul Uzza, Abu Lahab. You know his two kids, his name is Utba wa Utayba. That's the names, Utba wa Utayba. Do you know they were married to the two daughters of the Prophet? See how close see how close Abu Lahab is to the Prophet? So Utba wa Utayba was married to Sayyida Zainab and Umm Kulthum. They both daughters of the Prophet. So he was very close. Although he was the most aggression and the most hater to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And you know why? Because of the money. Because Allahu Akbar. So he, when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم being born, he is the one who paid from all his own money to make aqiqah. You know aqiqah when the baby born and they make food for people. He was the one doing aqiqah. But as soon as he realized that, oh, you're going to call yourself a prophet, you're going to destroy my business, you're going to destroy my money, you're going to get all these statues out. No. That won't happen. And therefore, look at the ayat. تَبَّتْ يَدَا أَبِي لَهَبٍ وَتَبْ Carry on. مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُ مَالُهُ His money. So look at the ayat, because the ayat coming to tell him, even the money you were worried about, it's not going to do anything to you in a day of judgment. See, this is ayat talking to him, because his old problem was maluhu, his money. Sayasla naran dhat lahab. Despite that, that's why Abu Lahab was so defensive and so aggressive and so against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam carry on. He went, like we said yesterday, he went to Safa mountain right next to the Kaaba. He announced Islam for everybody. So everybody now knows there is a new religion, and not even a religion, there is a new words. There is a new meanings. The words when he say Alhamdulillah, or the words say La ilaha illallah, or the words Akhirah, all this meaning are new to Quraysh. Like those names are not familiar to hear from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And people started to split. And people started to, oh, did he actually say that in the Safa on that day, or he didn't? And they started to become big, like the whole environment started to get busy talking about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he started himself go out to people now face to face, but they were never going to leave him alone. They won't. And this is a react now. Now he's done that. Now Quraysh has to react. And what I'm about to say today, I couldn't even get everything happen, of course, because it's going to be, honestly, days and days to tell what is the reaction of Quraysh will be to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But it was absolutely, wallahi, sad. And I'm sure we all love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when you read about what happened to him in the first 3 years of da'wah, and you keep asking yourself one question, Ya Allah, why would that happen to the Prophet? SubhanAllah. Yani, he's the most beloved but one to us as well as Allah. Why would you let him? I will give you an example now of what happened. It's so sad. I give you a name, a guy. His name is Uqba ibn Abi Ma'it. So now he's going to people, now he's start to talk to them, and people now start to go against him. Uqba ibn Abi Ma'it, a guy who lives in Mecca. Every time he saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam going next to Kaaba to pray, the first time ever he did, he take off his dress, or call it like his qamis, and he twisted it, and he make it like a robe. And he went down to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his neck, and he put it around his neck to the Prophet, and he started to squeeze it. Wallahi, and even the Prophet was saying, I felt my breathing's gone. Like I went, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to his knees, and like his soul is going out, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is Uqba ibn Abi Ma'it again. He saw him next day doing this again to Kaaba. There was a dead camel. Dead camel. He opened his stomach, he got all this stuff inside the camel, and he put it in the back of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he was doing ruku' sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he couldn't even stand up, because if he stand up, all the stuff will be covered his body. He's waited there until his daughter Zainab came, and she moved with her hand, moved the stuff on his back sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then she got up and she was crying. And say, Ya Zainab, don't cry. Wallahi inna Allah la nasiru abaki. Don't cry, Zainab. Allah will be with us. Allah will make this religion spread regardless of the kafirin, regardless of the mushrikeen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is Uqba ibn Abi Ma'id. Uqba ibn Abi Ma'id. And look at this guy. This guy, some Quran has revealed on him. Allah revealed some Quran for this guy. He used to be a friend of Abu Jahl. He used to be his friend. And he only was doing this to Muhammad just to prove to Abu Jahl that he's friend. See, this is a bad friendship. He was just doing this to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam only to tell Abu Jahl, I'm in your side. And he every time go there and he do this to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And even the ayat came to him, وَيَوْمَ يَعُضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. Look at him, after 20 years after the Islam spread, this ayat been revealed for this guy. So يَوْمَ يَعُضُّ الظَّالِمُ, it means when the, you know when you regret something and you do this, and you're like this, يَوْمَ يَعُضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. I wish I could be follow the Prophet, but I didn't. يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا. I wish I could not take this as a friend. You talk about who? Abu Jahl. Look at the ayat. The ayat talk about what happened. The ayat talk about him going against the Prophet just to make his friends happy. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And look at the other guy. It's called Al-Qis. Bismillah. His name is Al-Ash'as ibn Qais. Al-Ash'as ibn Qais. He was a Sahabi. And look how, the only reason I'm saying his story is, when you get the chance, brother and sister, go for it. When you get the chance to help someone, go and help. When you get the chance to do something good for someone or for your community, don't be late. Wallahi, don't be late. Because, subhanAllah, you know, this feeling when you say, like, I want to do Umrah. Like, sometime it comes like this. Like, I really wish to do Umrah. You know, and then... And you get the money, yeah? And you get the time, but maybe something come up again and then say, next year. No, if you get the chance, take it. I'll tell you why. Al-Ash'as ibn Qais, in the second year only of da'wah, who was Muslim? The Prophet, Sayyidah Khadija, and Sayyidina Ali, 10 years old, as we said yesterday. Only three of them. You know what he did? He was a trader. He came to Mecca, he was talking to the Prophet's uncle, Al-Abbas. They were sitting there talking, you know, money, negotiating the price and all the rest of it. And all of a sudden he saw the Prophet coming out of his house and he pray outside his house. And he doesn't know what it is. And 2 minutes later, his wife, Sayyidah Khadija, came out and just right behind him, started to pray. Just behind him. And then Ali, after them, he come and he sit next to, and he stand next to the Prophet. Then he told the Abbas, what are they doing? Who is this? He said, this is, you know, Muhammad. He said, what he's doing? He said, his brain, he claimed he's a prophet. And he said, this is a new religion, subhanAllah. And then he asked Al-Ash'as ibn Qais, he told him, shall I go? Do you want to talk to him? Do you want to go and talk to him? And he's like, I tell you what, no, forget about it, I won't. Just ignore him. Let's finish our trade. 25 years after this incident. He only announced Islam after that with 20 years. 20 years. And then him coming to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was crying. 20 years and he was crying. And then the Prophet told him, Ya Ash'as, why are you crying now? He said, don't you know that if you announce Islam, all your sins before is gone? He said, Ya Rasulullah, wallahi, I wasn't crying for this. Say, why are you crying then? He said, I got the chance to be number four in Islam and I wasted it. I was having the chance. See, that's what I'm saying. If you get the chance, take it. If he had, imagine if he go and he speak to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this incident, he will be like Umar. He will be like Abu Bakr. We will be talk about the Ash'as as he is Umar ibn Khattab. But he didn't. Take it. Don't delay your chance. They say, Wallahi, Ya Rasulullah, I had the chance to come and... And he reminded him with this incident. He said, I saw you coming. I saw you praying. And I wish I could come and speak to you, but I didn't. 20 years later, he announced Islam. So if you get the chance, brother, go for it. Because this is how you help your community. And this is how you help yourself. That was Al-Ash'as. And this is, again, the Prophet is still moving. He's still getting... harassment by the mushrikeen. He's still getting, you know, people sometimes listen to him, sometimes listen. They start to call him wal-iyazu billah muzammam instead of Muhammad. The word muzammam in Arabic, it means ugly. Wal-iyazu billah. So they twisted the word, they call him, they get small kids running in the street of Mecca to call him ya muzammam instead of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. See how they used to do. They every time they saw him, they used to hide in the street with dust in their hands in corners, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam walk and they throw it in his face, and then he sallallahu he used to go to his kids, his daughter, to clean his face, to clean his eyes from the dust. Why is this all happening? It's for us. I mean, think about it. Why Allah will let this happen? Allah doesn't Allah have the ability to literally flick like this, and everyone is Muslim, and everyone believe in Allah, and the Islam will spread all over the world with no. Can he? Of course he can. But how would you appreciate it if this is happening like that? You can't appreciate it. But when you hear that his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is happening to him, this is when you appreciate the blessing we have at the moment. This is how you appreciate your Islam. But then you have to work for it. In the day of judgment, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be standing in his sink. You know the sink of the sink where he's got water, and he will give us one sip of water. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will drink it from his hand. That is a hadith in Imam Bukhari. He will get some water, he will go, he will identify people from his ummah. Yeah, this is from my ummah, this is from my ummah, this from, and he go and give us a sip of water. But some people will go there, and they, by the time they approach the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the angel will snap them away. And the Prophet will ask the angel, why? Why you have taken, he's from my ummah, why you take him? He say, Ya Muhammad, you don't know what they have done after you in your sunnah. You don't know, Muhammad. We know what is he done to your sunnah after you passed away. They didn't follow your sunnah. They didn't do what you asked them to do. That's why you don't even have the honor to meet the Prophet in the Day of Judgment. We have to be careful of this, brothers. Wallahi is so important. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he's still doing, he's still moving in Mecca. He's still talking to the people. The Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira, the father of Khalid ibn al-Walid, you know, they made a meeting. Hajj is coming. What are we going to name the Prophet? We need to accuse him with something. Imagine they have a meeting to accuse him with something. What shall we accuse him? Then they start to say, a liar. And then we know he's not a liar. So we lie on ourselves. Okay, what about, shall we call him a magician? Is not, okay. I'm doing here. Okay. We just finish after, we continue after Aisha. Inshallah.